Hello and welcome to We the People. Child marriage has often been compared with child abuse. The law, you would imagine, is pretty unequivocal. When you look at the law, 18 is the age for women to get married, the legal age, and 21 for men. The age of sexual consent is now at 18 as well. Yet activists are concerned when they look at a spate of recent judgments coming from different courts. Courts that have actually upheld marriages that have taken place when the girl has been of a minor age. On We the People today, we ask whether the same age should be set for the age of consent and the age of marriage. And what about these ambiguities in the law? At the best of times, the law is not sufficient to deal with the prevalent practice of child marriages. But if the law itself is ambiguous, does that not multiply the problem? Let me start with Aparna Bhatt, if I may. You have been working on this petition, actually arguing in the court that we need to universally define how we say who's a child and who's not. Yet we have found in more than one judgment now, whether in the case of Hindus or Muslims both, the courts have actually said that if the girl has gone voluntarily and she has made that choice, then her being underage cannot be a reason to declare the marriage null and void. Why are you questioning this in the Supreme Court?
You see, when the context was about child marriage,
yeah,
and how younger and younger children were getting married, and the courts were totally at sea to decide those marriages, whether they were legal or not legal, primarily because the personal laws were not supporting the secular law. We have today the prohibition of child marriages,
yes,
2006, which prays 18 for the girl and 21 for the boy as the age of marriage. Unfortunately, the exception of this act is the personal laws.
Yeah.
So, till such time the personal laws are in conformity with this secular law, we will have an ambiguity forever.
And the personal laws happen to be both the Muslim personal law and the Hindu marriage
as
act.
Well,
so the media attention
as
is focused only on the Muslim personal law, but actually the Hindu marriage act.
Hindu and Christians.
So none of the personal laws actually allow for age to be a criteria to declare a child marriage null and void.
Yes, so they are totally against the secular child marriages prohibition. On the other hand, I mean, one other critical point that we raise in the petition, when see both the National Commission of Women and the Delhi Commission of Women went to the Supreme Court, and the other critical was about criminal liability. You make the boy liable for criminal prosecution for rape as well as kidnapping and abduction. If I find that my young girl has gone away with her boyfriend, and I feel that she was not in a position to consent for marriage, and if she is underage, then I can file a complaint for kidnapping.
Yeah.
If he gets married, the applicability of rape laws is not doesn't apply. But nevertheless, kidnapping laws apply.
Tripti Tandon, it seems to be basically commonsensical that the law in India should have one definition of who's a child, and that there should be one definition. That's the argument that the petition in the Supreme Court is making.
The law as of today, and the primary law on children is the Juvenile Justice Act, and that very clearly states 18 as the age. So on that account, there's no problem. But I don't agree with the idea that for everything, 18 has to be the cutoff age. So for instance, the factors that you need to keep in mind in deciding whether to have sex are very different from the factors that you need to keep in mind when you're getting married.
So age of consent should not be connected to age of marriage.
Yes, I would suggest that.
But in this particular case, the problem really is that while a number of people may say that at 15, 16, 17, there are going to be young teenagers who are exploring their sexuality, and therefore, you know, that is why the age of sexual consent was so hotly debated, that is not quite the same thing as saying that at 16 or 17, uphold their right to be married. And isn't that the problem, that there is an ambiguity in all these personal laws that allows for that?
More important than the age, and of course the law requires a cutoff to be made, it's what is the principle that we are concerned with. And I think that is the autonomy and the consent of the girl and the woman. So
but
that's
can
precisely
she make, can
why.
She make an informed choice at 16 and 17?
No, that's precisely why we have this problem. The reason why we don't want child marriages, because that marriage stifles the girl's ability to develop herself, make an autonomous choice. At the same time, when young girls, 16, 17, do make that choice and get married to their boyfriend or whoever it is, we again clamp down using the criminal law machinery to, you know, charge
so you're
the
saying
guy.
It should be left to the girl.
The principle is important. And I think
are you saying the principle is it should be left to the girl?
I would say that the girl's autonomy must be respected, irrespective of what the age we may decide.
Now, Javed Akhtar, this is a very complicated sort of situation, because at one level, we are saying that you can't get married till you're 18 if you're a girl, and 21 if you're a man. I'm not actually, I never understood why it shouldn't be the same age. The other laws is that if you have sex below the age of 18, then somehow you're breaking the law. Now, when we hear about the autonomy of a woman or the right for her to make a choice, I mean, I remember myself at 16 or 17, even if I thought I wanted to get married to somebody, or even if I thought I wanted to have sex with somebody, I could not have been making an adult choice. That is how I remember my teen years. So I find this very complicated to say that you respect the autonomy of a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old, because we were effectively children.
I think, Barkha, we are confusing two topics which have very little to do with each other.
Which is sex and marriage.
Not that they are in water.
Which is sex and marriage.
Yes. First of all, if we say that it should be the girl's choice, we are saying that girls have choices in this society, which is not true. And more often than not, they are compelled to marry at a very young age.
Or socialize that way, or brought up that way. Yeah.
By stopping them, you are giving them protection, minimum protection.
Yes.
Personally, if you ask me, 18 is also too young an age for getting married. As a matter of fact,
I agree.
It should also be 21 for the girls also.
Yeah.
Point one. As far as the sex out of marriage, before marriage, premarital, whatever is concerned, it has nothing to do with personal laws, because no personal law allows sex
outside of marriage.
So it is not their topic. We should not discuss it with them. You know, in most of the cases, they will suggest capital punishment for that. Now, 16 is definitely the right age, because at 16, a girl knows what she is doing. She is not mature enough to get into an institution like marriage, but she is mature enough to know about what she is doing and what is sex. It was 16 from 83 to 2012, and nothing happened. I think there was no revolution. Society did not get into a chaos. Girls did not become haywire, mad, crazy, sex animals. They remained normal. So what was the problem?
So very interesting. You're saying age of consent was 16. And it should have been left as such. And don't confuse that with marriage, and don't talk about choices.
And marriage should be 21.
Marriage should be
21. That should be increased.
Now, Gajra Kothari, you're actually the co-author of the very successful TV series Balika Vadhu. You have said quite often that you were basically looking at a social phenomenon that is very common, despite the law having outlawed it. But even in the story that you write, the girl doesn't grow up and want to leave her marriage because she was too young when it happened.
Well, to start with, I completely agree with Javed Saab that 21 should be the age for girls and boys. We are telling a story of a phenomena that really exists. It's not made up. In fact, I'd like to just share something very personal, and that is, I, being an urban woman who had never been exposed to rural India and to the gender equations, when I was first approached to work on the story of Balika Vadhu, my first reaction are we going to set it in a period? Because this obviously doesn't happen now. Mm-hmm. But when we actually started doing the research around 6 years ago, that's when a whole world opened up to me. Child marriage, by definition, is not a choice that the bride and the bridegroom make. It's a choice that their parents make for them. And therefore, the thought in the law, which is very logical, is that if there is any punishment, it has to be first directed at the parents who have made their children do this.
But how about somebody who falls, because in more than one of the cases, the girl at 15 or 16 thinks she's fallen in love. She may in fact be escaping the suffocation of a parental home. And I think that's where Javed Akhtar gets it right, that choice is such a restricted phenomenon when it comes to women in this country, that maybe for a lot of women, those are the two choices, the restrictions of their parents' home and the restriction of their husband's home.
It's the Bharat and India dichotomy.
Oh, trust me, even
so
in India this happens.
Indias,
this is
yes?
Not necessarily rural versus urban.
Yeah, but it's much worse in rural India. And there, the parents' tyranny over the children's psyche, basically, the psychology is that if there is a little girl who is considered a burden by her family and they want to marry her off as soon as they can, that was what we started
but
with Anandi's
But your protagonist
story.
Doesn't grow up and actually walk out of her marriage because she was too, in the TV world, that is yeah. Not how you script it.
No, that's not how we script it. But we have never shown happiness and success of that marriage, neither as a child, neither when she grew up to be 18. In fact, when we were taking a time lapse in our show and making them adults, the peg that we chose to portray in the story was that the parents realized that it's a very dangerous age for these two to be living together. And that connotation was largely sexual.
While Javed Akhtar doesn't want us to conflate sex and marriage, that is the subtext of the debate, which is why Kamal Farooqi, when it came to the Muslim personal law being scrutinized in the Delhi High Court, the condition that was brought in was that the girl should have attained puberty. And that if she has chosen to be married even at 15, the court upheld that choice.
Two terms have been used extensively here, universally and secularism. These two terms have been used. So first of all, we have failed to understand that ours is a society. For thousands and thousands of years, we have got a family tie-up. I'm not trying to distinguish between Hindus and Muslims, Sikhs and Christians.
No, nor are we.
We have been a society based on certain ethos, certain values, wherein the parent has got very, very important and crucial role.
Certainly not to decide who I should be married
to. No, definitely. As far as I am concerned, definitely is one of the important factors. Because the parent...
So you will decide who your children should be married to?
Definitely not. But the parent have got a very important role to play. And they could also convince their child also what is good for them and what is not good for them. Number two, you said about the universal. Universally, it could not be possible.
No, I said a universal definition for universal, what a child
that's
is.
That's what I'm trying to know. Yeah. Universal definition of a child. That is not correct, in fact, because it depends, it differs from areas to areas. I tell you, I am running the institutions. You won't appreciate it that the kind of things which we came to know at the age of college, I am having the problem as third and fourth standard children. They are putting me into that kind of embarrassment. Sometimes it is very, very difficult because they know much more than what.
So would you uphold? Would you uphold a marriage between a 15-year-old girl and an older man?
Let me come to the third part, secularism. Please understand one thing: you have to change the whole constitution if you have to avoid this. Article 25 and 26 give me a complete liberty to follow my own religion.
So you're saying leave the personal laws alone.
But
you don't think religions have to evolve with time? All right.
Religion will not evolve.
Religion,
whatever it remains.
Now, before I take that to the other, Tripti, very quickly on your point of autonomy of a girl's choice. I'm saying at 16, in the way that she's been socialized, in the way that this society plays so much premium on marriage, I mean, is she really making a choice?
I don't think that's the point. But if she does, and the fact is that now that when we've equated the age of consent to sex and marriage, if a girl wants to explore a relationship, if she wants to explore intimacy, emotional, physical, sexual with another person, the only choice that she has is to get married, because at least then she gets protection under personal law. So look at what we're doing. We're actually pushing women more into restrictive spaces, including the space of marriage at young ages by, increasing the age of consent to marriage.
Javed, let me just come in there and then I'll take you to Jaya Jetli. You are saying don't confuse sex with marriage. But the reality of our society is that many people don't have the space to explore a sexual relationship without getting married. Maybe there is some girl who at 15, 16...
You mean men, right? I don't agree with that. Besides that, this idea of puberty, that if the girl has reached the stage of puberty, she is ready for marriage, is vulgar. It's crude. Marriage is not only body. It's not only physical readiness, but psychological, intellectual, mental readiness too. And that takes a little time. I mean, you can't... When we talk of girls like this, we are talking of cattle. We are talking of animals.
And yet we have our courts upholding these marriages.
This is wrong. The moment she is has reached puberty, kill her on the altar of marriage. What is this?
Too harsh the words. Because
thank you.
Society does.
I was trying to do that.
All of you can laugh.
But come on.
We are talking about the boy and girl together.
But I don't think the poor boy should be married at 16, 17, 18 either.
You cannot. It's as if we are slaughtering them.
One minute. Poonam and then Shiri.
First of all, age at puberty is really coming down. It's between 8 and 10 for many now. So I don't know which world Mr. Farooqi is living in. One, two, listen to the voices of the young people. There is a survey of 50,000 youth, rural youth, between age 15 and 24 that was done in 2007, where 91% of the girls said they would like to get married after the age of 18. And he's talking about parents persuading young people. Where is the persuasion? Where is the freedom? 60% of boys and girls get married and see their spouse on the day they get married, the night of the marriage.
Yeah.
And secondly, it's about a woman's health. Yeah. Girls who have children below age 18 have twice the possibility of dying in childbirth. The child has a 60% chance of dying. And girls who marry at the age of 13 and have children between 13 and 15 have a 5 times
higher. So what should the age of consent be? So do you agree with Javed Akhtar that you can't confuse the two?
I agree with Javed Akhtar, and I'm sure any sane person would agree. Age should be increased for girls to 21. Also because they have to be in school and have opportunities for education and training and learning and having a child after the age 20. Because in India, marriage is not only conflated, is being conflated with sex, but also with having a baby as soon as you get married.
Yeah.
And finally, I want to say you can have sex without marriage, you can have a marriage without sex. And we know that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And not discussed enough. Not Shireen and then Javed Saab and then Jai Jetli. Yeah.
Firstly, we do have a universal definition of children, not just in India, but the world over. And we have signed up to that universal declaration, which is then enshrined in the Juvenile Justice Act. And the Juvenile Justice Act supersedes all the other laws that pertain to children.
So the Juvenile Justice Act places that age at 18?
18, absolutely.
But our courts are upholding the marriages of those who have got married below 18.
Which they absolutely shouldn't. As I understand, even the Hindu marriage code, but you know, the lawyer here will know better, has been amended to make it 18 as well.
Can I get Aparna to clarify that, Aparna?
The age of marriage in Hindu Marriage Act is also 18. However, there's an exception that in case you're younger and you get married, that marriage is valid. So that is the problem. I want to add a slightly different point, which is a very critical urban problem that one sees in court. Young people enter into relationships, and because there's parental pressure, they get married.
Yeah.
And what happens is the father files a habeas corpus petition in the high court, saying they produce the girl. The girl comes to the court and tells in the court, depending on who has had access to her. If the parents have access to her, she comes to court and says that he forced me. If the boy has access to her and not the parents, she says that I want to live with my husband.
Yeah.
But now what do the courts do?
And they send them off to child shelters.
Institutions, yes. And is that an answer?
And I just wanted to complete
because
that.
Because there is a problem. That is what their petition is questioning. They're saying that the Hindu Marriage Act is contradictory.
They're saying take a stand.
It doesn't take a stand.
It has to take a stand.
It doesn't.
No, but the government should take a stand for sure. And it is not what Javed Saab said is not too harsh at all. Because it is really a violation against girls and women. And this is not small. This is about 45% of today's 20 to 24-year-olds were married below the age of 18. The reason why we fixed it at 18, maybe it should be 21 or 22 or 25, but it is 18. And at least 18 should be kept too, because they're
but
not...
But why not for men too? Why not for boys?
I completely agree. Generally because women are more mature than men, but otherwise, it should be the same. It should be the same.
Well, I think marriage should be taken more seriously because it's supposed to be for life. There should be some intellectual understanding. And I don't think an 18-year-old boy who very seldom has already got a job to maintain a wife and child is fit at all to be married at 18. So puberty is not the way to measure it. I feel the courts are really confused. They need some sort of a standardizing mechanism so that they all understand what's happening.
But the clash here is with personal law.
Yes. Now, personal law was the next thing I was coming to. With all respect to courts and all respect to anyone who wants to follow religion, I think religious laws are generally over the board patriarchal. And then once the patriarchal law comes into place, everybody is nervous because of politics to deal with anything to do with religion.
But that's the complexity that as Jai Jetli is raising, Javed Saab, and then we'll hear from somebody who was actually married off as a child, is the clash between personal laws and universal principles.
As a matter of fact, if you look in the last 150 years, many times the government, the law, the secular law has interfered in Hindu religion. In 1860, the minimum age of a girl's marriage was 10. In 1893, it reached 12. In 49, it became 16. And it became 18. And again in 83, it became 18. And the conservative Hindus got upset the way Kamal Saab is getting upset at the moment. But let us face one reality. We are living in a secular country.
Yeah.
People can have their personal laws, no problem. But if the personal law will have a clash with the secular values or the majority opinion of secularism, then the human right, the secular constitution of India should prevail. Sorry. As a matter of fact, the Muslim personal law of India is one of the most regressive Muslim personal law of the world. In most of the Muslim countries, you don't have this law. Majmu'e Qawaneen Islami that they have printed, I have read that. In that, an adult Muslim woman, if she goes and marries somebody out of her own will, the wali, wali means the patriarch of the family, if he says, no, it is wrong, that is null and void. This is the liberty they are willing to give to an adult woman. Forget a girl up below 18. So I think time has come. They should wake up and smell coffee. This will not be accepted in a secular society. Sorry.
Today I'm seeing Javed Akhtar is an absolutely changed person because he's talking about the majoritism. Okay, majority, he should must say everybody.
What I meant, maybe it was a bad choice of word. I take back that.
Okay, yes,
I didn't mean that.
Okay,
I take it back. But I say, ultimately, the world is changing. The demands of lives are changing.
Change with it.
People have to change. It is enough. We can't treat minorities with kid gloves. Majority or minority? When we can interfere in majority's religion, why? What is so sacrosanct about minority?
Kamal Farooqi, Hindu marriage act is also being questioned.
What is so sacrosanct?
So this is not about majority.
What is so sacrosanct? He is a parliamentarian. He must know the constitution is sacrosanct to me.
The constitution spoke about a uniform civil code and the foundation of this country.
Please. It is not. It is.
Kamal Farooqi,
it is only talking about directive principle as well as the fundamental rights are concerned. Nobody can
but
change it.
But does this mean that personal law is not
personal
to change
law is
with
a fundamental
time?
Right.
No, 1 minute.
Establishing
does this mean
my institution is my fundamental right. Following my religion is a fundamental
all
right.
All personal laws are interpreted by men.
You shout whatever you shout, but that is my religious, that is my fundamental right, constitutional right.
Okay.
Nobody can change it.
Okay, all right.
Nobody can change
it. All right, Jaya Jaitley.
You wait.
No. 1 minute. I would like to ask a question of Farooqi Saab, again with all respect. Muslim law means which Muslim law? In Saudi Arabia, you cannot show your finger. Somebody will cut it off. The Taliban is saying something else. In other countries, Muslim countries, women are completely free to wear miniskirts. Which law do you mean? Who interprets
quickly,
them?
Quickly, and I have to move on.
I think Skopar, there has been a lot of discussion about it. As far as we are concerned, in India we are concerned, we are following Quranic laws, Sharia
no,
law.
No, you are not. Sorry. You're wrong. Quran gave property to daughters. Your Muslim personal law doesn't.
Absolutely wrong he is. He's talking something which is absolutely wrong. Muslim personal law, rather I wish all my sisters and daughters here get what the Muslim personal law has given the right to my women folk. But nobody, I am a father. And I am the father of two daughters and one son. I have no right.
Would you marry your daughter at 15?
Why 15?
No,
why not 6? Why not 8?
My daughters are already married, mashallah.
Why 6?
But would you have married them at 15?
I am talking about an untruth statement which Mr.
Jawed has said.
Aage badhiye. Absolutely
aage
wrong. Don't try to
Mr.
put the words into my mouth.
Mr. Farooqi Saab, as a parent, would you have considered of age of 15 for your daughters old enough to be married? Because that is what the High Court has upheld, quoting Muslim personal law.
Please, Barakha, this is not a license. My daughters got married at the age of 23 and 24 because my daughters were getting education. But Let me explain. I am alone here. Please explain. I know. You are not with me. I know.
We are ten of us.
So, you're not but alone. there are extreme circumstances. That is the time when all these things come into picture.
Okay.
With the law.
Can I hear in her own words, somebody who's actually gone through being married as a child. Ratnarashi, aap sab ye baat cheet sun rahe hain. Aap 14 saal ki thi jab aapki shaadi hui. Aur aapne phir paya jab aap thode bade hoye aur aap us shaadi se nikalna chahte the. Ki jab aap Madhya Pradesh ki civil services exam के लिए बैठने वाली थी तो आपको पता लगा कि प्रदेश ने कहा कि भाई आप ये एग्जाम ही नहीं ले सकते क्योंकि आपने लॉ वायलेट किया है you had a child marriage, you have broken the law, so you can't sit for the exam. So she had to go all the way to the Supreme Court. 14 साल की उम्र पे कैसे हुई आपकी शादी? माँ बाप ने कराई?
जी हाँ, उस समय क्या था, मेरे पापा की दादी जिंदा थी और वो करीब करीब बहुत एजेंट थी, खत्म होने वाली थी, तो वो पीछे पड़ी हुई थी कि नहीं, एक की शादी में देख के ही जाऊंगी ऐसे करके.
अच्छा.
तो सबसे बड़ी मैं थी, तो मैं ही मतलब मैं ही भेंट चढ़ी उनके इस ख्वाहिश के. इसके बाद फिर जब शादी हुई, वहां पहुंची तो वहां पता चला कि जो हस्बैंड थे मेरे मेंटली डिस्टर्ब थे. अब उनका भी सपोर्ट नहीं मिल पा रहा था और जो ससुराल है तो सतना में है. सतना मेरे ख्याल से, सतना सीधी एमपी का सबसे गंदा एरिया कहना चाहिए, खासकर लड़कियों के मामले में, और लड़की यदि बहू है तब तो बात ही खत्म हो जाती है वहां पर जाकर.
तो डिवोर्स करने का फैसला आपने कब किया? कितनी उम्र थी आपकी?
पहली संतान मेरी बेटी है तो मुझे बहुत टॉर्चर किया गया. और जो दूसरा बच्चा होने वाला था तो मेरे हस्बैंड ने बोला कि यदि इस बार बेटी होती है तो मैं तेरे को हॉस्पिटल में छोड़ के चला जाऊंगा और घर नहीं लेके जाऊंगा. बस वही अंतिम था हम दोनों के बीच में बातचीत. फिर मैंने टोटली उनसे कहा कि आप अपने घर जाओ. मैं मायके में थी, डिलीवरी के लिए ही आई हुई थी. फिर मैंने कहा कि आप जाइए और कभी पलट के मत आइएगा, ऐसे करके. तो हम लोगों के बीच में उस समय से मतलब शुरू हुआ.
फिर आप ये एग्जाम लेना चाहे?
जी, फिर उसके बाद मैंने काफी कुछ किया. उस समय जब डिवोर्स हुआ तब मतलब जब केस फाइल किया तब कोई 20-21 साल की एज थी, फाइनल ईयर में थी मैं. मैंने 4-5 साल सरस्वती स्कूल में पढ़ाया, लेकिन प्राइवेट स्कूल में पैसा तो अच्छा रहता नहीं है. उसके बाद फिर मैंने डेयरी चलाई. फिर उसके बाद भी जब समझ में आया कि नहीं, समाज में सिर्फ पैसा कमाना ही पर्याप्त नहीं है, अगर आप अच्छे से जीना चाहते हैं तो बहुत जरूरी है कि एक सामाजिक ओहदा मिले. तो 2005-06 से मैंने सिविल सर्विसेज की तैयारी शुरू की.
और तब आपको पता लगा कि भाई आप ले ही नहीं सकते एग्जाम?
तब भी नहीं पता चला. 2008 में मैंने पहली बार मतलब पास किया प्री. तो उसके बाद जब मेंस का फॉर्म भरते हैं अपन, तो मेंस का फॉर्म मैंने भरा तो उसमें पूरी जानकारी मांगी जाती है, डेट ऑफ मैरिज और डेट ऑफ बर्थ. तो उसके मिलान के आधार पर उन्होंने मतलब एग्जाम के ठीक एक महीना पहले मेरे पास नोटिस भेज दिया कि आप इस एग्जाम के लिए पात्र नहीं हैं,
चाइल्ड मैरिज की वजह से.
चाइल्ड मैरिज की वजह से. इसके बाद फिर मैं हाई कोर्ट गई
और फिर सुप्रीम कोर्ट तक आप गए और सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने आपका केस अपहोल्ड किया. यहाँ जो बातचीत चल रही है कि किस उम्र पे शादी होनी चाहिए, आपके जो बच्चे हैं आप क्या उम्र, वैसे तो वो अपना फैसला खुद करेंगे, चाहे फारूकी साहब कुछ भी बोले, अब जमाना बदल गया है, अपना फैसला वो खुद करेंगे, लेकिन आप क्या चाहेंगी कि कितनी उम्र पे उनकी शादी हो?
मैं कम से कम 26-27 के पहले तो किसी सूरत में नहीं करूंगी.
क्या बात है.
पूनम, दिस इज, आई मीन यू've हर्ड इट फ्रॉम somebody who's experienced it. वी विल ऑल्सो हियर फ्रॉम पीपल हु से यस वी गॉट मैरिड एंड वी डिड इट विलिंगली.
But I first want to say to her, I mean, apart from admiring your courage, it is important for all of us to know that it is not the woman who determines the sex of the child. It is the male chromosome. Number two, there is evidence to show there is domestic abuse, there is sexual violence. Apart from what she experienced, there is all of that that young girls experience. And therefore, for a member of this panel to say that my daughters get married at the age of 23 because they're getting educated. Every child should be in school. Every Muslim girl should be educated.
But Jaya Jetley, is there a one of the criticisms that has come up from some commentators is that if you think children are old enough to have sex at 16, why are they not old enough to be married? Are you?
I want to say only one line. At the age of 18, you get the right to vote.
Yes.
But you cannot contest the election. At the age of 25, you can contest the election. You have participated in politics by casting your vote, but you are still not old enough to become
a
member of parliament.
So the metaphor being sex and marriage.
That's all.
Okay. Jaya and then Gajra.
Yeah. This is exactly the thing, that a girl may take part in sex, sometimes even unknowingly.
Unknowingly meaning without understanding the import
sometimes,
of the act.
Sometimes, you know, I have heard girls say, oh, I was sleeping and somebody did something and I don't know what happened. Like, and then she ends up being pregnant.
That's a very poor explanation.
That's
perhaps.
Really
perhaps.
I'm sorry. She's referring to something which is...
That's why sexuality education is very...
No, I'm making another point. I'm just making another point. Yeah. You may cope with sex, but you cannot cope with bringing up children.
Yeah.
And marriage brings children, and that's the difference that we have to make.
Okay, let's take a question here, and then we'll come to Gajra.
Recently, Madras High Court said that any relationship of having sex, you're not married, is marriage. So that also, like, if you are a child, you have sex at 14, that means you're married at 14.
No, well, the High Court judgment, while very confusing, did say that you have to be a consenting adult. So you have a question here?
Yeah, while talking about all this, we are forgetting about marital rape.
Okay, we'll take that to a partner. Marital rape. Yeah, you had a question?
Oh, yeah, we are students in school, and we had a workshop with the CBSE. They sent someone and they told us that having sex below the age of 18 is a mistake. Now, if you're educated like that in urban areas, what do you expect people in rural areas to do exactly?
So did you agree or disagree?
I walked out of the workshop.
No, but was that out of agreement or
boredom?
It was a disagreement. I mean, how can you feed students false facts? I mean, it's not fair.
So what do you think is old enough for sex?
I don't know what old enough for sex is, again, because I'm not an adult, society. Of course, to make that decision.
Yeah, the society is good.
Okay. Aparna and Trithi, if we can take this back to you. The thing of marital rape. Marital rape is not recognized by our law to begin with. But in your petition, you have also brought up the issue of marital rape.
See, the petition basically looks at the dichotomy, you know, the ambiguity and the confusion it can create. But questions that do arise is that, yes, we don't acknowledge marital rape at all. And rather, we endorse it by saying that we endorse child marriage in a way by saying that if a man has sex with his wife, but she's above 15, even she may be below 18, it is not rape. So there's a kind of a license given to marriage to have sex with a younger person.
Okay, Kamal Farooq, you want to
make
a point?
I just wanted to refer to my sister from Madhya Pradesh. I salute you. I salam you because you have done a great job. But her case is not exactly for the child marriage. She was married to a man, but he was not fully mentally fit, number one. And
so
whatever
had he been?
No,
so
had he been. What I'm trying to tell you, her whatever she has suffered, it is not simply because of the child marriage.
Okay. So are all men mentally unfit? Because most of them get upset if a woman doesn't have
a male child.
So should we then conclude most men are
male? And I want to say, with all due respect, a large majority of girls, who do get married young, often to men who are almost twice their age.
Yes.
The courage that this woman has shown should be saluted, and it's amazing despite the odds. But this is not a rare case. The rare case may be that she had the courage to fight it and hopefully had some
But I want to bring you in, because in Balikavadhu also, the man or the boy that she's married to, he goes to study and he falls in love with somebody else, and that is eventually why this child bride decides to go her own way. Mm-hmm. Now, why isn't just being married to young a reason to separate?
No, I don't think it's another reason. But it's just that what you are defining the girl should feel is what the boy feels.
And the boy could feel it too.
The boy and the girl are not ready for marriage, what Javed Saab said and what Jayaji also said. So the boy strays, because in that sort of a society, it's always the boy who gets away more easily than the girl. It is the lack of sex education which is even more rampant, or the lack of the right kind of sex education which is rampant
now
in rural areas, is why girls have the raw end of the stick. It's not about their rights.
What happens when choice is invoked, which is the point that Tripti has raised? What happens when at 15 or 16 you feel ki hum marzi se kar rahe hain? Let's talk to somebody else who was married very young. Tabassum ji, aapki kya umar thi jab aapki shaadi hui?
मैं 15 की होगा 16 में लगी थी जब हुई थी मेरी शादी.
और आपका फैसला था कि आपके घर वालों का?
नहीं, मेरे घर वालों का था, जब तक मैं बोलती भी नहीं थी इतना.
अच्छा
जी.
और आप अभी भी शादीशुदा हैं?
जी.
तो यहाँ पे बातचीत चल रही है कि 15 और 16 की उम्र में तो बच्चे ही होते हैं एक तरह से, उनको मालूम नहीं होता. तो कभी आपने बड़े होके 18 पे 19 पे सोचा कि मैं ये शादी छोड़ दूं?
नहीं, फिर मैं जब मेरी शादी हो गई थी तो मैं 17 साल में आई, जब मैं आई तो मेरे बच्चे लड़की हो गई थी. तो फिर बच्चों की वजह से तो कुछ कर ही नहीं सकती थी, क्योंकि मैं पढ़ी लिखी भी नहीं थी कि जो मैं कुछ कर लेती. और उस टाइम पर मैं सीधी बहुत थी, बहुत ज्यादा सीधी थी मैं. अब तो मैं खैर बहुत ज्यादा तेज हूँ.
बहुत अच्छी बात है.
जब मेरे को अपने घर से ही बाहर निकलने का रास्ता भी नहीं याद रहता था, तो इसी चक्कर में मैं नहीं रही.
अभी कितनी बड़े हैं आपके बच्चे?
मेरी बड़ी लड़की 25 साल की है.
शादी करवाई?
अभी नहीं, परसों ही उसका रिश्ता तय हुआ है।
अच्छा
जी,
अभी आप वो अपनी मर्जी से करिए कि आप जबरदस्ती करा रहे हैं?
नहीं, रिश्ता तो मैंने ही तय कराया। मैंने पूछ लिया पहले लड़की से, भाई तुम्हारी शादी करने मर्जी है तुम्हारी, तो बोली ठीक है।
तो ये जो बाल विवाह एक तरह से होता है, जो छोटे छोटी उम्र पे शादी होती है, उसके बारे में आप क्या कहेंगे?
बाल विवाह बच्चों को, लड़कियों को जो पूरी तरह से मालूम नहीं होता है, बहुत सी बातें कुछ पता होती हैं, कुछ बातें नहीं पता होती। अगर जैसे उम्र उनकी हो जाती है तो उनको पूरी तैयारी उनकी हो जाती है हर तरीके से, घर गृहस्थी की भी, उनकी अपनी भी, वैसे सब बात की हो जाती है। वैसे 20 के बाद ही शादी हो तो सही रहेगी।
So, Farooqi साहब, there are marriages where there's nothing evidently wrong, but you still feel that it's too young. और विमला जी, आपकी कितनी उम्र पे शादी थी?
मेरी 14 साल में शादी हुई थी। मैं तो कुछ समझती नहीं थी उस टाइम पर, 8वीं क्लास में पढ़ी रही थी तब। तो घर के कुछ ऐसा हो गया था, मेरे फादर का कत्ल हो गया था, भाई बहन थे, तो कर दिया जल्दी में ऐसे ही। लेकिन उसके बाद मैं स्ट्रांग बनी। अब मैंने अपनी बेटी की शादी उसकी पसंद से करवाई, ना दहेज लिया ना दहेज दिया, बेटी की भी करी। यहाँ बात जो चल रही है, दो तीन चीजें हैं हमारे हिंदुस्तान में, दो मुखौटे हैं। अब कितना भी कानून बना लो, जब तक समाज का चेहरा नहीं बदलेगा, कितने कानून बन चुके हैं, मैंने तो नहीं देखा आज तक किसी को इस तरह से फायदा मिला हो। हमारे राजनेता बैठते हैं वो कुछ और बोल जाते हैं, हमारे कानून के विशेषज्ञ बोलते हैं वो कुछ और बोल जाते हैं। हकीकत में हमारी जो शिक्षा है वो शिक्षा हमें उस तरह से दी नहीं गई है। छठी सातवीं आठवीं की क्लास में एक चैप्टर है, उसको टीचर बोलेगी आप पढ़ लो, वो पढ़ाने को ही तैयार नहीं है। जब टीचर की मानसिकता इस तरह की नहीं है तो शिक्षा आपके बच्चे क्या पढ़ेंगे? कानून मदद करता है, कानून बदलाव नहीं लाएगा। बदलाव लाएगा इंसान की मानसिकता। जब तक सोच नहीं बदलती, जब तक आपका विचार नहीं बनेगा, आप कुछ नहीं कर सकते, चाहे कितनी भी बहस कर लो।
ओके, बिल्कुल ठीक आपने बोला। और बिफोर आई गो इनटू अ ब्रेक, तृप्ति, वेरी क्विकली, सो हाउ डू यू देन डिफाइन चॉइस? यू एक्चुअली हैड कोर्ट जजमेंट्स व्हिच हैव यूज्ड अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग फ्रेज, एज ऑफ डिस्क्रेशन। द जजेस हैव डिसाइडेड दैट इवन दो द चाइल्ड वॉज नॉट एन एडल्ट, द चाइल्ड वॉज somewhere between childhood and adulthood, it's the age of discretion. Can the age of discretion be the age of choice?
I want to just make a couple of points here, and just just an anecdote also. Of course, now we're saying we can get married at the age 18, but we can't drink till 25. So.
Yeah, can't drink till 25 is also to be pointed out.
Huge problem. And from what some discomfort that I'm having with what I'm hearing, with what Mr. Farooqi is saying, that it's okay. For instance, he condones people who get married at age 15. But then politicians say that you should not have sex until you attain 18. So what I'm hearing is that it's okay to have a lower age to get married and a higher age to have sex, which I completely don't understand. The other point I want to bring in is on marital rape, which is the fact that if you are now below 18, you're 17 and a half, and you have sex consensually, it's rape. But if you're married at 15 and you're 15 and a half, it's still not rape because the guy is your husband. So that's the other problem in our law.
Absurd.
In terms of discretion, I just want to point out that the legal principle has been, which has been evolved in several countries and also perhaps evolving in India, is this concept of mature minor. And this is mostly where it involves sex. I'm not saying marriage, but it's about sex or access to young girls, access to contraception and, emergency contraception and things like that. So courts have held that even though they are below the age, if you look at them, they're mature enough to understand the consequences.
So is that a dangerous argument?
Perhaps that is one.
But I want to park that thought about mature minors. Is there such a thing? You have precocious minors, but you have...
I don't think there is such a thing that
I'm going
exists.
To park that thought, taking a break. We'll come back with final comments from our panel, a few more questions from our audience. How old is old enough to be married? How old is old enough to have sex? And why conflate the two? Coming back for final comments after a short break. On We the People, should we be concerned that in many recent court judgments, marriages that have taken place between minors are being upheld, citing personal laws? How old is old enough to be married and how old is old enough to have sex? Before we return to our panel, let's take some questions from the audience.
even our khap panchayats play a very, very negative and regressive role. So what about that?
That, of course, they too have been saying that age of consent and age of marriage should be the same, and they want it to be 16. So interestingly, the khap panchayat wants the age of sexual consent to be 16, but they also want the age of marriage to be 16.
Yes.
In rural areas, there are a lot of child marriages being taking place, and we don't get those are not reported. How can you curb this situation?
So the unreported marriage, the social acceptance for it, I think that's a big part of what the law, as Vimla said, cannot actually tackle. Your question.
One of you actually mentioned how third and fourth graders are smarter now than they were before. Now, knowledge is not all that's required for marriage. What you need on top of that is wisdom. And wisdom is not something you get off the internet or from teachers or sex education or any of that sort. The only thing you get that from is age, experience, and life generally.
So live a little before you get married is what I mean.
Yes.
Okay, I think many of us agree with you. 1 minute, sir.
We're not talking about the other side of the debate. Suppose the government is listening to you today and decides, okay, all underage marriages are henceforth invalid. So what happens to all the girls who are already married? They go back to their homes. Are they accepted in their villages? Are they accepted by their parents? Suppose they want to get married 2 years down the line. Are they good enough to be married again?
Good enough in quotes, of course. Javed Saab, this is a genuine problem that while we are foisting our understanding of our world and our values, women who have actually been forced into a child marriage, if they want to get out of it, their options are not, there aren't very many in the kind of societies that they live in.
As a matter of fact, any law, if generally not applied in retrospect, but in extreme cases, suppose a girl who was 5 years old or 6 years old, and I'm not saying something which does not happen, that marriage should be nullified.
But where does that girl go is the point.
Mostly, if there is child marriage, it's even taken place when the children are 4 and 5, it's an arrangement between the families. But the girls are not sent to the boy.
No, but let's say it's a 15-year-old or 16-year-old girl. She will be considered damaged goods because the child, you know.
I don't think, as Javed Saab says, no law like this can be made in retrospect to nullify a whole lot of marriage.
No law.
If such a marriage is indeed declared null and void, instead of being a gainer, the girl is going to be a loser because she's going to lose her marital home as well as her mica. So therefore, while writing Balika Vadhu, we were faced with a very interesting situation.
Because your character goes through this, right?
In fact, the boy assumes that since he's 21 and child marriage is illegal, the layperson's interpretation is that therefore his first marriage is illegal and he need not give any rights to the first wife and he can go ahead and have many more marriages. Whereas the law, which in this case I really admired when I read about it, was the fact that actually only when the boy and the girl turn 18, and within 2 years of that, if they want the marriage annulled, then only the marriage will be annulled. Otherwise, it is.
But you know, I find that also absurd because that's suggesting that by 18, this girl or boy who have been pushed into this situation are to make up their minds. I mean, Poonam, have we forgotten what it was like to be 18?
See, laws we know cannot be implemented unless people, one, know about the law. Not everybody knows, including, you know, a large majority of young girls and boys in the villages and perhaps in the cities do not know. In this same survey, 4 out of 10 girls said they did not know the legal age at marriage is 18, and 3 out of 10 boys said that. What political commitment will this country have when we hear politicians saying it's all right to marry once girls get puberty? Yeah. So there has to be huge political commitment. There has to be access to justice for those girls who do wish to not get married. And the movement begins with even 10% girls not accepting, and in schools. Along with sex education isn't about only sex. I would call it life skill education and prepare a girl and a boy
to be self-reliant and to make free choices.
And a girl and a boy should get married when they are mentally ready, if they want to get married.
Okay, I have to start taking final comments, but let's take a question here.
I just want to say it's not just about rural India. In urban India, the girls are conditioned in such a way that they think that the ultimate bliss lies in marriage. They are not, the education in the home by the parents is in such a way that she thinks that studies is just a way to get married.
That, I'm glad you brought up that point because I think there is a way that we socialize our daughters, not all of us, but many of us, and that is really a big part of the problem. Your question.
My question is that I agree with the lady that it's a rural and urban problem, but here, you know, you might get the laws coming in, you might have people helping these people, you know, to understand. But unless and until you don't change the frame of the mind, you know, their traditions, their beliefs which these people go through, well, it's going to carry on for years now.
You have a question?
Yeah. You see, this forced marriage between young girls and very elderly men with bride money, etc., can't that be treated as a crime? That should be treated as a crime. There's a lot of such instances.
Yeah, definitely. This is injustice to the women folk. Basically, what the other people have said, it is the awakening in the society which will change the whole thing.
But personal laws have to keep up with the awakening.
No matter what law you bring, whether it's the personal law or the other laws, unless there is an awakening in the society, it is not going to change.
I want to add to this. Yes, I agree completely that the societal change has to happen. But the fact is, law does play a huge role.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, we had Sati. Sati was prevented by law, isn't it? It was prevented by law. And it, I mean, I don't know how many Satis now do take place. They must be taking place. But it's reduced to a large extent.
What would you like the law to say, Aparna? Because you've gone to court against it. What would you like the law to say?
See, I mean, as personally speaking, as an adult, I would think that the age of marriage at 18 is also very low. It should be dependent on sociological, physical and economic development of a person. We have a very social system of getting married. And the law is only kind of aiding this process by taking a decision about what should be the age. It's kind of a cut-off mark. Please remember, the law is laying down a minimum standard. That is not the age when everyone has to get married.
Yeah.
You can perhaps get married at that age.
So you would ideally like to see it above 18, but you're saying it's not even 18. There's an inconsistency. Question.
Sir, I won't like to offend you, but it's just, why are you not ready to change? Everyone has changed and we all have evolved and we have understood what is life and what is not. And like you said, at 16, you didn't know what is sex and you didn't think that you could have it. But nowadays, I think any 16-year-old girl would be like, I've had sex.
Are you serious?
No, not me, but I know people. I have friends who've had sex at 16 and 15.
How old are you?
I am 18. I'll be 18 in a few years.
Happy birthday. Yeah, Shireen. Yeah.
I think I wasn't going to start with this, but in response to the young lady there, I think, and the young man here, I think one of the things that we really gravely lack, urban and rural, is sex education. That is something that we really lack and is really, really critical. And is important to understand all these issues of both.
But you know,
you heard
Vimla saying that you have teachers in schools who will give you the book and they won't even be willing to read out the chapter. You have a question here?
Yeah, I wanted to comment about something that you said earlier about the concept of minor adults. Firstly,
mature minor.
I think in a sense it's very contentious because if you're talking about a majority of minor adults, then it's the villagers or the children who are brought up there and they think that it's okay to get married. They believe in that. They understand the concept of marriage because that's how they've seen their sisters and their mothers. And then over here in the urban, we have a minority mature adults like I have a single mother and that's how I've grown up. She tells me, you don't get married unless you can earn yourself.
Yeah. But that's it. So it's how you bring up. It's going back again and again, really, to how you bring up your daughters. Let's start taking last comments. Tripti, your comment.
This concept of mature minor, I think mature minor is something which takes into account the personality, the background, the individual circumstances of the person. So it's not, it cannot
so
be.
So are you saying that in some
writing.
Circumstances you would actually? Can I just understand what you're saying? Are you saying in some circumstances you would say the? As the courts have said, that X person is mature enough to make a choice to get married even if she's underage. Is that what you're saying?
The underpinning thing is that the person has to consent. There has to be consent. It can't be parents forcing. That is out
Javed
of the
Akhtar,
question.
What do you do if a 16-year-old girl, just like that girl said, 16-year-olds today are having sex. Suppose the same 16-year-old said, I have married willingly. Because this happens. This is happening.
No, and they say so openly in court. And many times what happens, unfortunately, is they would have also conceived. So the judge has, you know, they're like, what do you do with this child now? And this happens regularly.
Okay, I have to end, but Javed Saab,
I do appreciate that this is a bit complicated situation. But please understand that this situation will only arise in a atmosphere where the girl feels repressed.
Yeah.
Where she feels that she has to revolt.
Yes.
In a healthy society, no person, whether boy or a girl, react like that. Who is she telling? I am married.
Yeah.
I have married.
Yeah.
The very statement is a statement of a revolt.
Yeah.
Against some kind of a repressive or in inverted commas, moralistic parents.
I think that's very important, the whole societal pressure. Yes.
सिर्फ एक ख्वाहिश कि ये कानून ना तो सीजन पॉलिटिशियन बनाए ना कंफ्यूज्ड जजेस बनाए, बट ये जो महिला बैठी हैं अगर इन जैसे लोग कानून बनाए तो आई थिंक हमें कोई वे फॉरवर्ड नजर आता है, अदरवाइज इट विल बी एज कंफ्यूज्ड एज इट हैज बीन टुडे।
आई अग्री विद यू। जय जेटली एंड देन दिस हैज टू बी द लास्ट क्वेश्चन हियर।
No, I think the three women here who've given their stories have shown how women want to be and how society can evolve. The judges, law, parents, cultures, religion have to take note of this woman's voice. And I think religion and culture are things that kind of go parallel in crushing women. But the law has to take into account that every human being has an equal voice and has to have an equal opportunity, and there can be no special consideration because somebody is a girl.
Last question.
As a life skill educator in the university, like very often I come across young adult girls who are in a state of moral flux. They come and ask for help. They say that these days when we get into relationships, the first thing on demand is physical relationship. Everything else follows, others you don't get a partner. And they are confused. They do not know what to do and how to do.
So, Poonam Bhattacharya, is that the other side of the debate? That we live in a partly repressed and partly hypersexualized society. And that clash of cultures is creating a very confusing situation for adolescents, for young adults.
So that's why it's very important, Barkha, for us, as it has already been pointed out, to give life skill education, which is what you're doing. And number two, for us to accept that young people are sexually active. And the laws need to be redefined for sure. But the good news is, in the middle of all this, that age at marriage is rising. It was in 1971, 16, and now it is 18 plus. And finally, as far as young people are concerned, you know, if you honestly go and you've interacted with young people, surveys after surveys, and they show how much maturity young people get, including on sex.
Got to end. Very quickly, you wanted to make a point?
The society, by and large, and at least the urban society, the educated society, much ahead of so-called secular laws or personal laws. It is moving on its own speed. Whether they want to join us, it's their choice, or they be where they are.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. The fact is that today, you may say anything, an average Muslim who is educated, who lives in urban society, will not marry his daughter at the age of 15 or 16. Yeah. Kamal Saab is a good example. His daughters got married at 23 and 24. The fact is that in urban India, all Muslims, educated Muslims, are planning families. They have two children at the most. They have three. You know, it's a strange community. Yeah. We do right things and don't tell you.
All right. We leave it there with the acknowledgement that the world is changing and you've got to change with it, but also that consent and choice remain very loaded words for women and young girls in this country. We may talk about free will, but there are pressures both seen and invisible that assert themselves into how young women are shaped. And that is why economic self-reliance is so crucial for a woman to be able to make a freer choice than she is able to do currently. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.